Ridcully surfaced in a shower of spray. "It's no good," he spluttered. "I went down as far as I could. There's no sign of him."
"Try and get on a seed, Arch-Chancellor, do," said the senior wrangler.
Ridcully flailed at a passing shark. "They won't attack you if you make a lot of noise and splash around," he said.
"I thought that's when they will attack you, sir," Ponder called out.
"Ah, an interesting practical experiment," said the Dean, craning to watch.
Ridcully hauled himself onto one of the seeds.
"What a mess! I suppose we can float to land, though," he said. "Where's Mrs. Whitlow, gentlemen?"
They looked around.
"Oh, no," the senior wrangler moaned. "She's swimming for the shore."
They followed his gaze and could just see a hairdo moving jerkily yet determinedly towards the shore in what Ridcully would have probably referred to as a chest stroke.
"I don't call that very practical," said the Dean. "What about the sharks?"
"Well, they're swimming around under us, in fact," said the senior wrangler as the seeds rocked.
Ponder looked down.
"They appear to be leaving now that we're not dangling our legs in the water," he said. "They're heading for the shore too."
"Well, she knew the risks when she got the job," said the Dean.
"What?" said the senior wrangler. "Are you saying that before you apply for the job of housekeeper of a university, you should seriously consider being eaten by sharks on the shores of some mysterious continent thousands of years before you are born?"
"She didn't ask many questions at the interview, I know that."
"Actually, we are worrying unduly," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "Sharks have a very undeserved reputation as man-eaters. There is not a single authenticated case of a shark attacking anyone, despite what you may have heard. They are sophisticated and peaceful creatures with a rich family life, and far from being ominous harbingers of doom, have reputedly even befriended the occasional lost traveller. As hunters, they are, of course, very efficient, and a full-grown shark can bring down even a moose with... He looked at their faces. I think I might perhaps have got them confused with wolves," he mumbled. "I have, haven't I?" They nodded in unison. Sharks are the other ones, aren't they?" he went on. The vicious and merciless killers of the sea that don't even stop to chew." They nodded again. "Oh, dear. Where can I put my face?"
"Some distance from a shark," said Ridcully briskly. "Come on, gentlemen. That's our housekeeper. Do you wish to make your own beds in future? Fireballs again, I think. She's gone too far away."
A red shape rocketed out of the sea beside Ridcully, curled through the air and slid below the surface again like a razor blade cutting into silk.
"What was that? Who of you did that?" he said.
A bow wave ripped its way to the cluster of triangular fins like a bowling ball heading down an alley. Then the water erupted.
"Ye gods, look at the way it's going at those sharks. Is it a monster? It's a dolphin, surely. With red hair? Surely it's not."
A stricken shark barreled past the senior wrangler. Behind it, the water exploded again into the big red grin of the only dolphin ever to have a leathery face and orange hair all over its body.
"Ook!" said the librarian. "Well done, old chap!" shouted Ridcully across the water. "I said you wouldn't let us down!"
"No, actually you didn't, sir. You said you thought..."
Ponder began.
"Good choice of shape, too," Ridcully continued loudly. "Now, if you can sort of nudge us all together, then perhaps you could push us towards the shore. Are we all still here? Where's the bursar?"
The bursar was a small dot away on the right, paddling dreamily along.
"Well, he'll get there," said Ridcully. "Come along, let's get on to dry land."
"That sea," said the senior wrangler nervously, staring ahead as the seeds were jockeyed towards the shore like a string of overloaded barges.
"That sea, does it look as though it's girting to you?"
"Certainly it's a very big sea," said the lecturer in recent runes. "You know, I don't think it's just the rain that's making the roaring. There may be a spot of surf."
"A few waves won't do us any harm," said Ridcully. "At least water is soft."
Ponder felt the board underneath him rise and fall as a long swell passed. An odd shape for a seed, he had to admit.
Of course, nature paid a lot of attention to seeds, equipping them with little wings and sails and flotation chambers and other devices necessary to give them an edge over all other seeds.